Well, the news of the morning regarding tomorrow's Ramorny is that Cradle Mountain has been scratched, and that now makes it three scratchings in the race, and that gives Star Boy a run for Brett Kavanagh. Morning to you, Cav.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm well. You took the gamble earlier on. You left home at Scone, I think, around 4 o'clock and this morning, and now you've got a run with Star Boy.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a lot of those horses that are going to be first up, but I went track at Wide Gate. And I had a bit of an inkling there was a couple going to come out, so I took the punt, and sure enough, it's worked out.
It has. Cradle Mountain had drawn wide, so it was another one. Just on that, Claire Cunningham has told me that they'll probably accept for Saturday in town and then make a decision later in the week. That's the story with Cradle Mountain. Well, on the horse's form, Star Boy, you're a chance tomorrow.
Well, Andrew, he's a horse on the way up. He's having a good preparation. He's got a lightweight chase on him. I've just got to go and try. I can't win it sitting at home, so we'll go and have a crack at it.
Do you think he sort of got that upward rise that can meet the likes of Care You Think and horses, I guess, that have had a lot more experience?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about a lot of those horses. They're gunners, and you have a look at their form, they get beat four or five lengths in stakes races. He's certainly untested, but, he's a physical specimen when you have a look at him. He's a big, powerful horse. He's an athlete. We just got to answer the question, is he good enough or is he not? And I think the time to hit him is right now when he's in his peak form.
Yeah, and a nice draw too with these scratchings. You come in a couple at this stage to barrier four. His normal pattern is normally sort of leading or sitting right on the pace, so you'll be able to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, look, last time he led, Jace Collett rode him the other day and he went back a touch on him, and then Keegan was happy to take a sit on him, and then the other day at Tamworth he just sat outside the leader and kept him out of trouble, and it was a pretty easy win, tough win. I didn't ask a lot of him, but, you can only win, that's all you can do.
You can, and you can take some sort of lead because you beat home Royal Tudor, who came out and won a race at Gunnedah yesterday, and that horse has performed well in town in the past.
Yeah, exactly. He's got good form around him. He's got good stats. D-Day, Andrew.
We're going to talk to Michael Beattie in the next 10 minutes or so about the track condition. It's been rated a soft 7 this morning. This horse is certainly a lot better on firmer tracks. What about soft?
Yeah, I don't think soft will worry him. Heavy, I would have probably had a concern, but, look, rough is rough, and it gets a lot of wear. They've had two or three meetings there already. It always stands up, wet or dry. They go around and you get a result. I don't know about tracks too much, so I don't know.